Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, if you've ever wondered what kind of view astronauts enjoy, now you can. Space Live is a TV channel which carries a feed from the International Space Station. It's on ITVX, which you can watch in this country online or on YouTube. Charles Black is one of the people behind this. Good afternoon, Charles.
Good afternoon.
Tell us how you get cameras up there in the first instance. That must be pretty complicated.
It is, yeah. It's a long process. It's taken us many years of development, building video cameras to operate in space where you have very harsh conditions, extreme temperature conditions, radiation and so forth. So that's the first challenge, is how do you build the technology to survive in space, which has taken us many years and millions of pounds of investment.
Really?
And then, get the cameras to the space station. Well, you can rent space on the space station to host what's called a payload, like an experiment or in our case a video camera system, and it has to launch on a rocket up to the space station. So our camera system launched last year on a SpaceX resupply mission, which was taking cargo and other experiments up to the International Space Station. And then once it's on board, it gets put on the outside, and then we've switched it on and started live streaming from there.
Yeah, and the cameras themselves, are they? If one were to look at them, would you say that's just a normal camera, or have you the camera inside some sort of protective housing?
Yeah, it's in protective housing. It's in an aluminium box, and we have six cameras in there. They're all bespoke made. You'd still look at it and say, well, those are the cameras, because it's glass and optics and looks like a sort of camera face. But inside, it's a bespoke electronics that my amazing team have worked many years developing and designing our own electronics to be able to remotely operate these cameras in space.
Yeah, and when they arrive there, I assume they arrived with some sort of book of instructions, but did astronauts have to go outside and install them?
They didn't, but you're mainly right. The astronauts did actually have to take the lens caps off for a start, and then it was put outside actually using a robotic arm called Canadarm, which literally picks it up and slots it into place. So it's very well organised, but it didn't require astronauts to actually go outside and bolt it on.
Ah, right. And so the cameras then that you have now in position, am I correct in this, they're in three different places on the ISS?
That's right, yes. Yeah. So we wanted to offer as many different views as possible to everyone. So we have one view of Earth's horizon, and that's a wide angle view, and it shows the curvature of the planet, and it's designed to film sunsets and sunrises. We get 16 sunrises a day, which are always beautiful to watch, I feel. And then we have another set of cameras looking at part of the space station, so we can actually film spacecraft arriving and leaving, carrying either astronauts or cargo, which is really good. And then we have a set of cameras looking straight down at Earth, and imagine it's sort of looking out of the window of the spacecraft and be able to stare straight down at Earth. And we see a scene about 200 kilometres by 150 kilometres across, so that really shows you rivers and seas and lakes and mountains and forests and countries and the geology really of the planet.
And the way the ISS moves around the Earth, it's not over the same geographically the same parts of the Earth. Can that vary? Can it be, you know, tomorrow it's going to be a part of Africa, the day after that you'll see Sweden, kind of thing?
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's a really interesting orbit, and it changes all the time. So it goes over Ireland or south of Ireland most days, sometimes during the day, sometimes during the night. But we do cover, it does pass over all of the continents, apart from the Arctic and Antarctic. So it doesn't go as high north as the poles or as far south as Antarctica. But it covers South America, North America, Australia, New Zealand, Asia, Europe. So you get and lots of ocean passes. It's when you watch it, you realize how much of Earth is in fact ocean, which is really interesting.
Yeah. Though, as I understand it, Scotland, it never passes. What did Scotland do?
I don't know. They seem to have just missed out on this one. But we are launching more cameras into space on other spacecraft. So in about a year. And one of those is in what's called a polar orbit. So it sort of goes north to south, and that will pass over the Arctic and Scotland. So we will be getting some nice 4K views, live video for, over Scotland at some point in the future. But for now, we have to have the one live stream that we have from these different cameras. And we switch different cameras depending on what's the optimum sort of scene to look at, really.
Yeah. This is, you know, like they have slow TV and, you know, you can watch a picture of a fire crackling. This is kind of like that. Is that fair to say?
That's very fair. That's exactly what it is, slow TV. And if your listeners, I would encourage everyone to hopefully enjoy it and give it a try. It's not an action film. It's not the latest drama. It is really slow TV. But it's live, and you never know what you're going to see. And you could switch it on and it's nighttime and you could see lightning or city lights. You could switch on during the daytime and see a sunrise or see a day pass over America or Europe. So it's always fresh. And whatever you're looking at, you think that's similar view that you would get if you were an astronaut looking out of the window of the space station. And I hope people find it calming and soothing. And it just shows that, you know, really we're quite a small planet, and there's 8 billion of us on this beautiful, amazing planet going around a star.
Yeah. One of our listeners has just texted in to say they were watching yesterday. They found it mesmerizing. It kind of instilled me with a weird sense of hope, they say.
That's lovely to hear. Mesmerizing is a word I sort of thought of myself. I think that's a nice way of describing it. But it's, you know, it means something different to different people. I think you might watch it and see, you know, you might have friends traveling in a part of the world, and you sort of see what the weather's like over on wherever they're traveling. And a lot of people feedback that it's really quite calming and soothing. And we have, you very kindly mentioned, we are rolling this out as a sort of global TV channel in partnership with ITV Studios. So it has launched, as you say, on ITVX. It's also available on YouTube, so youtube.com, if I may mention this, /sen/live. So you can watch it on YouTube as well if you like. And then it should be on, you know, other TV platforms, your usual main TV platforms like that you used to watch.
Yeah. Is there, Charles, is there commentary or captions to perhaps occasionally explain what it is you're looking at? It might, you know, is it always necessarily clear you're looking at South America or wherever?
Yeah, we put a little globe on the screen so you can actually see the exact location of where the space station is, where the cameras are at any one time. And it shows you whether it's day or night and where it is. And we also have a feed that we're still developing, but we call it an AI feed because it's using AI to sort of query news, weather and events and things that are happening in the location where the cameras are pointing. So if, for example, we fly over a hurricane, it will tell you, oh, this is Hurricane Imelda and where it is and the latest news and information on that. So we try to sort of provide an educational resource element to it. So as well as hopefully being beautiful and enjoyable just to relax with and watch and have on in the background, it can be educational as well.
That's extraordinary. Charles, thanks very much for speaking with us today. That was Charles Black, and Space Live is on ITVX, as he said.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc. See.